Let's talk a little bit about the issue of efficacy on the aromatase inhibitors. We've seen in our patterns of care studies a huge shift from tamoxifen to the aromatase inhibitors on postmenopausal women. Is that, in general, how do you approach the decision about hormonal therapy in those patients?
My bias, if I can, because one of the concerns, if you look at the ATAC trial, was that there was an early relapse group in the first 2 or 3 years. And we don't have data yet on the Big Fenta trial, which is comparing letrozole to tamoxifen. We know that letrozole is better at 2 years, but there was a crossover, tamoxifen to letrozole or letrozole to tamoxifen. We don't have any crossover data yet. In the mouse model, for whatever it's worth, because many times animal models do not parallel the human situation, giving continuous AI up front seems to be better. Since we have long-term data now of over 6.5 years in the ATAC trial using anastrozole, I tend to use, if there is no other reason that we can't use it, an AI up front rather than tamoxifen.
At one point, there was talk about using tamoxifen for a couple years and then using the aromatase inhibitors. And, of course, there are trials that are going to answer that question eventually. Right now, do you think that's a strategy that is useful to consider?
Well, Hal Burstein has done some modeling at the FARBA where he thinks it may be useful. And the problem is, again, it's like modeling. It's like the animal model. You don't know what the human situation is going to be. Since there is a relapse rate, which you can see in the ATAC trial early, which is dampened if one takes an aromatase inhibitor, in that case, anastrozole versus tamoxifen, I tend, again, to use anastrozole.